Hello, everybody. This is Tom Eckert here. You're listening to my podcast, Numerology, a GPS for the Soul. This is your place to learn about the true power of numerology and how to use it to bring out the best in yourself, understand your loved ones better, take wise decisions, and prepare for your future. In other words, how to live your life aligned with your true destiny. Take your time to educate yourself and share these podcasts with your friends and family so they too can enjoy the great benefits of numerology. Enjoy. Hello there and welcome to all my listeners. I'm very excited about today's episode. We're going to dive into a very healing topic, namely how to forgive our parents using numerology, something so many of us need to learn how to do. But before anything else, if you are new here, I want to welcome you to my podcast. In this podcast, we discuss numerology as a path for inner transformation, spiritual growth, and self-understanding. I attempt to make numerology accessible and applicable for everyday life matters, and do my best to provide you with grounded information so that you can apply numerology in order to live a better, more conscious and balanced life aligned with your soul and true purpose. Now, here are a few ways you can dive deeper into numerology should you wish to do so. First of all, you can book a numerology reading with me. In a reading, you can ask any question that is burning in your life and get precise answers tailored exactly to your needs. You can read more about my readings and contact me through the link in the episode description to book your reading with me. Secondly, if you wish to dive deeper into understanding how to use numerology or even pursue it as a career, then I invite you to check out my two numerology study paths. First of all, check out my self-study numerology course, where you can learn the fundamentals of numerology at your own pace, on your phone, tablet, or laptop. Or you can sign up to my complete path of certification for in-depth studies from beginner to numerology expert and get certified as a professional numerologist. Again, to read more, check out the links in the episode description. Lastly, you can join my exclusive Inner Circle Numerology WhatsApp channel. On this channel, I will be sharing numerology insights on the go, warm from the oven. It's intimate and it's all about making you feel and breathe numerology like a second language. You'll get behind the scenes content and also learn to feel numerology in daily life. To join my Inner Circle WhatsApp channel, click the link in the episode description. And of course, I'll see you on the other side. And without further ado, let us dive into today's topic. So having access to the knowledge that numerology provides us with can do many great things for us. We can learn about our destiny, our potentials, our main blockages, what lays ahead of us, and how to make use of it, and so much more. Numerology is about growing up as humans and souls. It gives us the tools to see things properly. Many of us, even after the age of 30, 40, 50, or even 60, still hold a lot of grudge, anger, and disappointment towards our parents. Now, this baggage on our heart can really hold us back from fulfilling our deeper potentials and opening our hearts to their highest potential of love, generosity, giving, and discovering who we truly are. Not to mention, be far better parents ourselves. So in this episode, we will learn how numerology can help you forgive your parents, learn to let go of the past, accept reality as it is, and as a result, make a developmental leap, which is eventually what it's all about. So let's take it a step deeper. As numerologists, the way we see life is that nothing is a mistake. Nothing is a coincidence. No chart is a mistake, and no interaction between two charts, namely two people, is a mistake. Everything has a higher reason. Everything is a decision on the soul level. What a person's numerology chart reflects is a destiny, a role they are meant to learn and play in a particular lifetime. We all play roles. And by living up to our chart's natural energies and interacting with others' charts and natural energies, we all together create the exact conditions necessary for growth for each and every one of us. These conditions are created by being confronted with all the sides and aspects of our chart and those of the people close to us, both the light and the shadow. Now, this means that also your negative states and behavior, when applied intentionally or unintentionally towards significant others and people you love in your life, still serves as a way for them and you to learn something on your and their journey. It's truly genius, my friends, and also good news, because it means that even the worst things you've experienced have a good intention behind them. And in the context of this episode, it means that even the things you didn't like or couldn't stand altogether about your parents were still good in a way you might not yet see. But most importantly, your parents' numbers, who they are or were, is or was exactly the way they should have been. As uncomfortable as this may sound to you at first, it's really important to let that sink in and understand that numerology is absolutely and fundamentally non-judgmental. The way we are designed is the way we are meant to be. Now, one thing I've noticed over the years as a numerology expert is how people's hearts change and soften once they discover the numbers of their parents. I can definitely say that happened to me as well. It's easy to stay angry from afar, but it's much harder when you unveil what your parents were meant to be by design. It is humbling and eye-opening. You might have had a very cold and distanced mother and always judge her for that. But when you see that she had no other option because that's what she was made to be and do, namely in her numbers, it changes your perspective. If you had a harsh and choleric father who was too strict and aggressive, and you kept blaming him for everything that goes wrong in your life, but suddenly you see that he was like that by design, you can't really blame him anymore. Nor can you judge yourself for assimilating part of that negativity, quote unquote, into your life. It was written in the numbers. It was meant to be, my friends. To start forgiving your parents and healing your heart and life, you must do yourself the favor and study their numerology charts, and especially their sacred triad, or the three core numbers that I keep repeating in many episodes. Now, if you're not familiar with what the three core numbers are, I highly recommend you check out my episode about the topic. These numbers will reveal to you what they were meant to be and why they had that particular personality quirks, temperament, and behavior. Acknowledging their destiny is one of is a very important part of healing. And acknowledging their role in your destiny, even if uncomfortable, is another part of that healing process. So let's say you calculated your father's chart and you discovered that he had an 8 life path, a 5 expression number, and a 1 solar number. All your life, you were angry at your dad for caring only about himself, for being dishonest, and for hurting the family when he cheated on your mom. But now, with the knowledge of numerology, you take a close look at his 8 and 5 combo and realize that he couldn't help but have an extremely high sexual urge and sexual drives. These two numbers, 8 and 5, are very street smart, and often tend to use manipulation to get what they want. And that's what he did. Not out of ill intent necessarily, but because that's what he was meant to go through in his incarnation. His 1 and 5 being very focused on themselves and only adhering to their desires are less inclined to feel much drive for establishing caring and intimate connections. They want their freedom. And maybe your father felt suffocated and didn't know how to deal with it. And let's not forget about the 1 and 8 with their need to be the alpha male, to dominate and get what they want, even if it hurts others. You see, I'm not trying to justify bad behavior, but I want you to see that our numbers are destiny, for better or worse. Period. It's meant to be that way. There are no mistakes here. Now, naturally, all these numbers also have positive traits. And it's good and healthy to appreciate those as well. But because we usually hold a grudge at our parents, perhaps we want to start by acknowledging this inevitable shadow side. Because at least then we can release some of our anger. Because we too, in our own numbers, inevitably live out the shadow sides. Coming back to the positive traits, maybe you can appreciate your father's natural skill with people. With 5, how he could be an incredible charmer with 5, or someone who could succeed in anything he does. 5 and 8, and generally very fitting for all this number combo of 1, 5, 8. You can appreciate his ability to stay loyal to his desires with 1, 5 and follow them through. His persuasion skills with 5, 8. His strength and ability to follow through what he wants and to go fight for it with 1, 8. Right? It's healthy to see the good in our parents. It helps us see their soul journey and what they are meant to learn and become and be. And that helps us let go and forgive. Let's move into further examples of potential numbers and what they can look like in behavior. But before I keep talking any further, if you're enjoying this podcast and want to keep learning more grounded, applicable, high-quality numerology, make sure to click the follow or subscribe button and turn on the notifications bell on the platform you're listening from and become part of my numerology community. Also, make sure to check out the questions at the end of the episodes. I'd love to hear from you. It helps me know more about you and provide you with better content. So now you've calculated your mother's chart and discovered that her core numbers are 4 life path, 6 expression number, and 7 soul urge number. You can't forgive her for having had such high demands from you and for not supporting your wish back in the day to study music in college because she claimed that it was no real profession. You resent her for how often she got angry at you and forced you to excel in school even though you hated every moment of it, and for how she gave you hell with every new guy you dated and tried to control who your next partner will be. But now that you know her numbers and analyze them, you can see her 4 and 6 forming a rather conservative person. Someone who adheres to the norm and holds security at the highest regard. Probably that's all she could see and simply didn't want you to end up taking quote-unquote unnecessary risks, according to her point of view. 4 and 6 are also prone to anger issues, and when things don't work their way, they can become enraged. Remember, it's her makeup. It's her design. Something she was meant to be and learn. It's not against you. When we can create that distance, right, between us and our parents and truly appreciate their journey, because we have the enormous advantage of accessing the numerological makeup, the blueprint, the secrets, then we have the power to create that healthy gap between us and them and see them as a soul on a journey. And that's an incredible, incredible step for healing. Her 6 and 7 make for a very demanding personality, someone who wants excellence and generally has very high expectations of themselves and others. With such a number combo, your mother couldn't help it but require of you to excel and demand that you choose a quote-unquote prestigious profession. Again, my friends, according to her worldview, right? Let's remember that. So we can just, by viewing the numbers, right, we can understand why your parents tended to think and act in certain ways, some of which were perhaps unfavorable to you, but understandable to them. Her 4 and 7 made her into somewhat of a control freak, a rather uptight person. And maybe it was hard for her to accept your risky and adventurous 5 or 9, should you have them in your chart. So whenever she saw you hanging out with an attractive, sexy guy, she tried to intervene and forbid you from meeting him so that you, quote-unquote, don't waste your life with someone like that. Again, that was only her perspective and understanding of life. It was not necessarily ill-intended. Even though it was not necessarily lining up with who you were, it's just important, again, to create that gap. You also don't understand everybody around you. None of us does. We have our viewpoints, and when we can create that separation and understand that our parents also had limitations, and they were designed to learn certain things and view life in certain ways, that is just an incredible way of releasing a huge burden off our chest. Right? So by seeing your mother for who she is or was, you can forgive her and even smile about it. It's actually very enjoyable to see how people behave in total alignment with their numbers, your parents included, both light and shadow. It really softens the heart to see that. But don't forget to also see the good in her numbers. Right, the 4 and 6 made her very dependable and loyal to the family. She always worked hard and took care of your sick father, maybe, and never broke her promises. In her own way, she provided stability. You can appreciate her 4 and 7 and how, you know, her scientific mind allowed her to become an esteemed doctor that everyone in the community really appreciated and could trust. Her 6 and 7 made her not only a good doctor, but one that would work extra hours if needed to take care of patients, and also one that always studied the newest methods of treatment and excelled at providing the community with great healthcare advice. Always stayed at the top of her game. Now, naturally, there are numerous number combinations, and we can't possibly cover them all here. But it is a good idea to have a good grasp of your parents' main combos. That's where you'll see their main strengths and shadows. And remember, the most important ones you'll find in the 3 core numbers. Now, by the way, if you're new to this podcast and you're not familiar with this term number combos that I'm using time and again, I believe that I have 2 episodes talking about what number combinations are. So I really recommend you take a good listen to that, because it's one of the most important topics in in-depth numerology. And unfortunately, not spoken about enough in books or online materials. So just to give a few more examples, let's say a parent with strong, 8 and 9 in their main combos could have been very charismatic, but also violent and oppressive. With a 1-7 combo, maybe they were absorbed in their inner world, like a lone wolf, not showing much emotion or care. On the other hand, maybe they were very unique in their ways with a 1-7, maybe very niche, kind of like an out-of-the-box parent. I mean, maybe you are angry at your parents for having been too passive and cowardly, but then you discover that they embody a 2 and 3 combo, which by nature is very tender, shy, and gentle. Or perhaps your house was constantly filled with guests and visitors, or otherwise you find yourself constantly traveling from place to place, having no consistency or roots. And then you discover that your parents embodied a strong 9, 5, and 1 energies, making them into travelers and people who love socializing. You see, the options are endless, but it's good to start with, again, 3 core numbers to truly get a hang of who your parents are or were and what they were meant to be. Again, that's the way for forgiveness. Why? Because we cannot make reality be other than what it really is. Acceptance of what is forgiveness. And forgiveness is liberation, and liberation is healing. That's the way to go. By the way, it goes the same way with ourselves. We can be very angry at ourselves for things that we've done or didn't do, but when we look at our numbers and realize that we had to be the way we are, it's such a healing agent. It's just an incredible remedy, because we can forgive ourselves. We can just take a look at our numbers and see, wow, I was meant to go through this. I was meant to be this way. There are no mistakes. Remember, forgiving yourself and forgiving others, and in this case our parents, is the same thing. So let's keep that in mind. So you've analyzed your parents' numbers, and you've had some amazing realizations about them. You can now understand why they behaved the way they did. It's healing. It's also okay if you still feel angry and disappointed. It won't all go away. That's simply unrealistic. But at least now, there's a greater context for why this all happened. That's the gift and power of numerology. You now know it had a purpose, because it was written in the numbers. And the numbers, my friends, never lie. And they don't make mistakes. They are filled with cosmic purpose and fulfill each soul journey in the most perfect way, including all interactions with all other soul journeys. You understand? Your interaction with your parents, the beauty and the conflict, the ups and the downs, served your evolution as well as their evolution from both sides. Seeing that and really letting it in will generate a great sense of relief and opening of the heart. You'll be able to leave the past behind and live your present with far less burden and with much more understanding. Naturally, it's not always easy to understand what the number combinations mean when you start to unpack and unveil the numbers in your parents' chart. That is something I teach in my in-depth numerology studies. But you can still explore the meanings of the numbers in my podcast and try to imagine what could happen when they interact. Another option, of course, if you want to take it deeper, would be to get a numerology reading about your parents as a way to understand, let go, forgive, and heal. In any case, remember that numerology can help you leave the past behind by gifting you with greater clarity, context, and understanding. And what a gift it is to be able to forgive. Leave no loose ends. And also be able to extract the light out of the dark. I truly hope this inspires you, my friends, to forgive and see yet again the power of numerology. And before we wrap this up, if you're enjoying this podcast and want to keep learning more high quality numerology, remember to click the follow or subscribe button and the notification bells on the platform you're listening from and become part of my numerology community. Also remember to leave your answers to the questions at the end of the episodes so that I can get to know you better and provide you with better content. And don't forget to check out my professional numerology readings, to check out my self-study numerology course, or in-depth numerology studies should you wish to pursue it on a deeper level. And lastly, remember to join my exclusive Inner Circle Numerology WhatsApp channel, where I will be sharing numerology insights on the go and help you feel and breathe numerology like a second language. Remember to check all the above. Simply check the links in the episode description. And as always, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this one, and I'll see you in the next episodes. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, and you want to go deeper into numerology, check out my website, tom-eckert.com. You can also book a numerology reading or even study numerology yourself through my courses. I'll see you in the next episode.